Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all having a fabulous Monday so far, and life is treating you well. I've just come back from a very relaxing holiday in Zante, and oh my God, most needed thing ever, which has really inspired this week's podcast, as well as your amazing questions on my Instagram Sunday Q&A, which I love. So before we dive into all the goodness that we're going to talk about today, just a service announcement or reminder, my little announcement at the beginning of the podcast that I do, because we've got some really cool things coming up. And I just want to say, hey, remember that this is happening, because I know what it's like. Life gets busy, we forget things, and you may not even see, because of the wonderful algorithms that exist, that these things are even happening. So first of all, do not forget Hurt Healing Healed is coming out on the 11th of October, my brand new book to release fears, blocks, and limiting beliefs to supercharge your manifestation. I totally said that in the whole wrong order, but you get the gist there. So I am so excited for my third manifestation book to be coming out in literally a few weeks. It is so close now. It's available on audiobook, ebook, and paperback format from anywhere that sells books worldwide. And when you pre-order the book before the 11th of October, so before release date, you also get access instantly to my 60-minute How to Manifest Like a Pro webinar completely free, as a big, big thank you to say thank you for supporting my work and buying the book. So all of the information on that is below and on my website under the book tab for the book. But I'm so excited, and I'm going to be sharing lots more content over the next few weeks on the book. So do keep your eyes peeled, because we'll have some exciting events, online events, in-person events coming up. Go about today's podcast. But second service announcement is, don't forget that the Spiritual Queen Circle, our second one, is happening on the 5th of October at 7 p.m. BST. So you may have heard me talking about this last month. You may have come along to last month's circle, but our second circle is happening in only a few weeks' time. Not long at all, literally like next week by the time you're hearing this. So it is a monthly virtual circle and mini workbook to set you up for manifesting success. So if you want to manifest regular abundance, but you're struggling to keep yourself accountable, let me be your accountability buddy. Let me be your accountability coach. I'm going to be giving you the key information, energy reports, information, best manifestation dates, a card pool, a deeply enriching meditation. I give you so much in this hour, and the best bit it's only £11. Yes, you heard that right. So all the information, everything can be found on the link below. You can reserve your seat now, get yourself booked in. It's a 1 hour circle. Replay will be available afterwards, of course, and will be sent out. So if you're not able to make it or you miss it, then you can enjoy all the goodness once again afterwards. That's not a problem. But I was so happy with how September Circle went. We had 111 queens there, which, oh my God, if that's not divine synchronicity, £11 and 111 people signed up, I don't know what is. So I'm so excited to do October Circle. So excited. And I can't wait. I've got some amazing things planned. So please do come and join me. I would love to see you there. And I'm so glad that you are enjoying these circles just as much as I am creating them for you. So there's all the professional stuff aside. There's all the stuff that I gotta tell you all about, because otherwise we'd never know these things existed. So I hope you're going to enjoy both of them. And obviously I'm speaking at MBS, Mind Body Spirit Festival in Birmingham as well, on the 29th of October. So that's a Saturday. I'm doing two talks at the event in Birmingham. So for all my lovely northern followers here in the UK who have said, Emma, come up north, do a talk up north. You guys manifested it. I said, come on, manifest an event. And they did. You all did. So there you go. So if you are more up north and London is a little bit harder to get to, then I'm in Birmingham on the 29th of October doing some two kick-ass, badass talks. I'm going to be book signing the new book, obviously. We're doing meet and greet and book signing and loads of other cool stuff as well. So I am so excited to see all of you who are coming along to that as well. Anyway, let's get on to the good stuff, hey? So, like I said, I've been away in Zante for the last week. I got back last night at midnight and literally my workload today has been like, ugh. But I was like, I'm here for the podcast. I feel really good about doing the podcast. I have a great question and a great topic that I want to talk about from the Q&A I did while I was abroad. So it all feels great. And to be honest, sitting down, chatting to you guys for half an hour, it's actually really relaxing. So I'm here for it. But what being away really taught me, and for anybody who wants to go to Zante, like, please do. It is amazing. Like, we didn't realize that it had the party island reputation it does until we got there. And everyone was like, yeah, why have you gone to a party island? And I was like, what are you on about? We haven't. We've gone to the Instagrammable island. So please don't let reputations deceive you with Zante, or Zakynthos as it's called. It is absolutely breathtaking. I've been to Crete and Santorini before, and honestly, Zante is my favorite out of all of them. The stunning scenery and the beauty spots and the beaches. Oh my God. Like, it was out of this world. I've been to incredible places around the world. I've been so lucky and privileged to be able to do that in my life. I've been to the Maldives. I've been to many places. And Zante absolutely stole my heart. And I'm absolutely going back. And it was the best week where I literally did nothing. And it was great. I loved it. Obviously, we went out and explored. But it was just great to literally not pick up my phone, I did post, to be fair, but, like, not work, ignore every single email that came into my inbox. It was fantastic. So why this is relevant will make sense when I explain a little bit about some backstory. But while I did the Q&A abroad, a lovely lady asked, are you happy? And if someone's not feeling happy in their life, how can they become happy? And I thought, do you know what? Although Positively Wealthy literally is that book. So first and foremost, read Positively Wealthy, because that is the book on if you're not happy and you want to be happy. This is how you become happy in all areas of your life. But I thought it was a great question, because we don't often talk about, like, are you truly happy? And I think sharing some context to my answer to this lady is not only helpful, but also what I needed to hear so many times over the years. But also, how do we actually become happy if we're not happy? And I think happiness looks like different things. Like, as I talk about in Positively Wealthy, happiness is what you make it, and happiness is how you define it. So how I see happiness could be totally different to how you see happiness. And that's why it's really, really important for us to identify our own version of wealth, identify our own version of happiness, and look at the areas that don't feel so good. So right now, if we just look, like, zoom out of our own personal situations, if we look at the collective, there's a lot going on. Obviously, like, it's so weird now I look back over the last few weeks, like, as we went after my birthday, like into the beginning of September, I was like, whoa, like there is huge change coming. Like, and I honestly thought it was like just personal. Like I felt like, wow, like, oh God, what's going to happen? Like, why do I feel such huge shift and change coming? And it feels so prominent. And I was like, okay, go with the flow. And then our queen died like a few days later, which was incredibly sad and shook our whole nation and the whole world for that matter. I read a stat yesterday or this morning even, I forget what bloody day it is. I read a stat this morning because I was in Greece yesterday that said like 56 billion people watched the Queen's funeral yesterday, obviously last week when you're listening to this. And that was something like 63% of the world's population, which is just wild that this, you know, incredible iconic figure has shaken our whole entire lives. And I really felt really like upset, but also like really shaken by the Queen's passing because, and my friend George really amazingly defined it. And he was like, this is gonna change England forever, like the UK, because like the Queen has been our constant collective identity for 70 years. Like throughout my whole entire life, throughout my parents' whole entire life, the Queen has been in power, like in reign. And now Charles is king and we're having to change our collective identity. So I know that that's a very recent thing that's happened, but it's so strange that I felt this massive change coming. And I'm like, I think this is what I was feeling because it makes total sense that our whole collective identity here in the UK is shifting and evolving because for so long we've had this flipping amazing iconic woman, you know, ruling England, ruling the UK, ruling many places in the world and being that positive, like, and I know that not everybody's gonna agree with this or is a royalist or thinks that the Queen has been helpful, and obviously like all of those things are valid, absolutely, but I think even as a collective, when you look at the impact that this lady has had on our lives, on our livelihood, on everything, like it's huge, and that's just gone. And now we're gonna have to, and you know, you think how much I don't want to say pedestaling, but like what's the word? Like, I guess, okay, we'll use pedestaling. That's the only word that's coming to my mind right now. But we've pedestaled this woman for so long as like, she is our identity. We look up to her. She's an icon, all these words that we've used. And now we don't have a place because as we know, Charles is not the most liked person for various reasons. So I feel like whoever was going to replace the Queen, like no one's going to be able to fill those shoes, right? I mean, they're very big, amazing, wonderful shoes. So no one's ever going to be able to fill the role and shoes the Queen did over 70 years. So even if it was Wills, even if it was whoever, even a more liked royal, for example, or whoever, like no one's going to be that impact for us as a country or as a nation, as you know, obviously it's affected so many people across the world. So I feel like even something as huge as this has been, and this has been huge, it's all we've known and spoken about for 12 days now, even longer, that is a big shift and a big change. And even moving backwards before the death was announced, you know, obviously this is in the UK, like people around the world are going to be listening to this podcast. There was a huge change energy in the air. And moving into October as well, we're in 6 retrogrades at the moment. Yay! Mercury is coming out of retrograde on October the 2nd, so we can celebrate that when it happens. There's a lot of change. And obviously we're in the season of change. I did a podcast episode a few weeks ago about navigating change in this season. And that is literally what is happening right now. Like the Queen hadn't died when I recorded that episode. And it just feels so strange that this huge pillar, this huge identity that we've all had, like I honestly felt like my nan had died. I was, I think, more upset like than when my nan's passed. Obviously I cried and obviously it was hard, but I feel like because it's been like on the TVs constantly, we've been forced into mourning, we've had the funeral, the corgis, don't even start me on the corgis. Oh my God, that is what got me crying, bawling. And the Paddington Bear thing as well. Oh my God, I can't. I'm going to start crying again. So it's, do you know what I mean? Like, it's been a very weird time. It's been a very weird energy. And I feel like all of this is absolutely, I think, homing in on loss. Like, I feel like so many people are thinking about, I don't want to say thinking about death, but do you know what I mean? Like, loss. And it's being highlighted very potently for us right now. No matter where you are, it's on the news, it's everywhere. So I feel like there's this huge collective loss of this huge pillar of stability that we've had for 70 years. And it's ironic that me and George had this really spiritual conversation about collective identity and how we're going to have to create a new one, etc., and why that's going to be shaking us to the core. And literally on the news constantly, I was hearing people, just everyday people, saying, you know, it's been our identity. You know, she's been that stability throughout everything in our lives, no matter what, the Queen's been there. So it's really interesting that people are absolutely feeling that, even if they're not spiritual, even if they have no idea what an identity or a collective identity is. So to the people out there who are like, obviously, I'll answer my own question in a second of whether I'm happy, but to the people out there who are like not feeling happy right now, I keep reminding myself and I keep reminding everyone around me and clients, you know, we are in such a huge transformational time. And I keep seeing these TikToks of like millennials, obviously my generation and a bit younger, like we're constantly told this is a once in a lifetime history. And we've had like five of those once in a lifetime historic massive things in like a space of a few years. So everyone's a bit done. And, you know, obviously that affects all of us at any age, not just my generation, but we are surrounded by these huge pivotal changes. And again, you know, it's really interesting. My publisher, when I was writing Hurt, Healing, Healed, was like, Emma, you can't mention COVID, like this limbo after COVID. You can't talk about this collective lethargic and unmotivatedness that is there after COVID, because by the time your book comes out, it's not going to be relative. And my intuition was like, it is. It is, and it's going to still be there. So I was like, but we're not past that. Like, everybody's creativity, productivity, energy, like, I feel like we're going through these motions of like, we have periods where we're like, fine, and then it's like, oh, no, we're feeling it again. Like, it feels very cyclical. And here and now, oh my God, so true still, that we really are experiencing pandemic fatigue. And that was what, 2 years ago now this all started, nearly three, can you believe? That's the scary part. And we're still experiencing this through every world change that is happening. Everything, the war that's come in this year, the Queen dying, like everything that's happened since 2020, it's been a freaking lot. We've also got the cost of living crisis. Like, at every given point, our stability is being shaken, 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 shaken. And we are being challenged to navigate, evolve, adapt, and don't be too stressed. You know, it's fine. Like, we're back to normal. But the truth is, we're always moving forwards. So what I try to explain to people is that we cannot view the world how it was before. We are not in that world. Energy does not work the same. We are not going back to that place. We are merging and forging our way forward to what people call the golden age. And that is going to take some time, and that is going to take some purging, and that's going to take huge shifts like this. So I feel like this is like the podcast I recorded in 2020. Frankly, but we're still here at nearly the end of 2022 experiencing these huge collective things, and we would be naive to think that those things are not going to impact us on a personal level, that it won't impact our energy, that it won't impact our adrenals, our stresses, our mindset, how we're feeling, and our even everyday areas of our life. So what I did answer to that lady when she said, are you happy? And what would you advise to someone who doesn't feel happy? How do you change that? I said to her, I said, I actually in this moment do feel happy. And that's really great for me to acknowledge and celebrate, because it hasn't always felt like that over the last few years. And since that Positively Wealthy journey and the Hurt, Healing, Healed journey you're going to read in the new book, it's come in waves of amazing, incredible abundance and huge career success and amazing manifestations and love and Luna coming into my life and all these incredible things. and then also waves of deep, deep inner healing, which has felt so tough at times, especially when my PTSD diagnosis came up. And it's felt relentless sometimes, that inner work. Not to put you off the new book, by the way, everyone, but this is just my personal experience and my personal history that I've had to unpack. So although it's been the deepest inner work, it's been the most rewarding tenfold. So the abundance and the happiness and the joy that I feel is far, far greater than what I experienced, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It's just incomparable. So for me to sit here and say, actually, I do feel in a really good space right now. And then I said, okay, of course, in my Virgo self, I'm going to pick something out here. And I said, if I had to be picky, then it would be work. And I said, you know, we have to realize that when someone says they're happy, like, it's important to witness the cyclical nature of that. And I said, you know, if you were to ask me that in a month's time or a month's time ago, like, my answer may have been different. And I may have said, actually, right now, I'd really love to shift this, or I'd really love to shift that. But right here in this moment, I'd really love to shift how work's feeling for me. And I think going on holiday and having that week off, and I had a week off for my birthday as well, but that didn't turn into a week off, that turned into a housework week. So having a full restful week in Zante was so nourishing for me and so expansive, because it gave me time to say, like, right, oh, that work still needs pivoting, doesn't it? So I've been pivoting the business and evolving through the business, like always, that happens anyway as an entrepreneur. But the shifts have really come thick and fast since last year, like branding, what I'm doing, what I'm focusing on. And it's kind of, I've just got to a point with it where I'm like, okay, it's obviously just going to keep evolving like this. I'm going to keep having to pivot and keep having to tune in and keep focusing on that alignment. And it's going to change quickly. I'm going to be focusing on different things. And I know growth is coming. I know abundance is coming. And I know it's, you know, I am and will be going everywhere that I want to go. And I've achieved so much as well. So I'm just going to let it be and let myself vibe into things moment to moment. And as I mentioned in the change episode, like, September has been a huge, huge change in the business. Not only has it been freaking hectic with all the launches coming up and navigating lots of exciting projects I'm working on for next year, it's also been a change in the guards, as such, if we're keeping it royal. There's been a change in the guards in the terms of how the business operates and the team, etc. And that has not felt so great, because it's meant more pressure has come back onto me whilst I find the solution. And that's been tricky to navigate, because I've got so used to the freedom. So then I've had to sit back and say, right, this doesn't feel good to me, hence why I passed it on before. But now I have no option. I have to take this responsibility until there is another option. So I've remained open, and I've obviously set intentions, and I fully, fully trust that no matter what, I'm going to be held and the solution's going to come. But with that has come pressure, and with that has come stress, and with that has come this feeling of, oh. And that's the feeling that I wanted to avoid and have been avoiding, well, not avoiding, but have been shifting for so long, to get everything feeling good. And like, I feel like I've got things feeling good, and I'm like, yes, oh my God, things feel so abundant and things feel so good and it's flowing and it feels great. And then I just feel like the last few months have literally been great. So now we're in a good place, Emma. We're just going to pile all this work on you. You're going to be able to do it because you're a Virgo and it's you, Emma. And it's funny because my friends always say, Emma, if there's one person who can handle all of this, it's you, because you're going to do it. And, you know, like, everything's literally going to be fine. To me, that's not so reassuring, because I'm the one who has to do it all and have sleepless nights, long days, things like that. But ultimately, I do have fun what I'm doing. So for me, it's really that, I guess, pivotal moment again, where I'm like, so many things are happy in my life, including the business, of course, but actually we're always going to have one thing we're working on. And I saw this in a Stephen Bartlett podcast episode. I can't remember who was interviewing. It was like a really famous person, and the name has literally left my head. I follow this bloke's work all the time. And he was saying that it was a really recent episode, just to be clear, he was saying that there's always balance in life. And when something good's happening, there's always going to be something challenging. And I think the old version of myself would be like, whoa, no, that's bad law of attraction. Like, oh my God, like this man's talking rubbish. That's not true. We can have our cake and eat it. Everything's always going to be good. But my lived and experienced self, who's 6 years down that journey now, has been through a lot. And sometimes I feel like those spiritual memes that are like, when you're doing the, like when you start doing the inner work versus when you're like, deep in it and you look like you're like drugged up and, and had a heavy drinking, you look a bit rough. I feel like that sometimes, and I feel like you know, with that you kind of, when you have that growth and experience and that awareness, you realize, and you know, this is what I talk about in the new book as well, that there's more than one law to the universe, energetic laws. So the law of attraction, the law of vibration, as it's called, is one. There's seven. And the law of polarity is such a pivotal law in this book, and a law that I feel all of us should absolutely do more research into, learn about. Again, you're going to learn all about it in the new book. And it's something that I have incorporated so much more into my life, which is why I talk about cyclical nature, seasons, ebbing and flowing, masculine, feminine. This is all the laws of polarity, yin and yang, light and dark, all of this. So.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Now, watching that video, I'm like, oh my God, hell yes. And I think my Virgo self quite likes that. I feel like if everything was flowing, and I, to be fair, I have had moments where I'm like, wow, you are actually in a space where everything is flowing, everything feels good, there's no challenges, it feels easy. And then a couple of weeks later, something will come up and really freaking annoy me in work or something. And I'm like, right, there's the next challenge. There we go. So I feel like it's reminding us that life is always ebbing and flowing and that there always will be balance. So where my personal life, my health, my skin, I was saying as well, like my skin's been really great on holiday and like I felt so much more confident being completely makeup free in photos and in everything I've done. So all the photos that I've posted are completely makeup free. And like to my 2-3 years ago self, that would have like horrified me because my chronic acne was so bad at that point. So celebrating these amazing things of like, my skin looks freaking awesome, I feel great, I'm really enjoying the food, I'm enjoying myself, I'm not working, like literally in this moment I feel so great in so many areas. And for freaking once in the last few years I'm not working on any inner work at the moment, which is freaking great. So again, it will ebb and flow, there will be things that do come up. So for me, I'm like, actually I'm in a really great space. The only thing that I would say that I would love to improve, not saying it's a negative, but I would like to get feeling better, is the work side of things with demands and work-life balance. I think the balance is there, it's just there's so much crammed into that balance, you know? So it's actually more the workload and looking at what's bringing me joy and what I need to shift again with that. So for me, that feels good because I'm like, remember all the times in your life where you've prayed that your personal life was great and that actually you'd have some challenges and work and be like, come on, give me some new challenges, universe. And I've got that. So I think the balance aspect is always really good for hindsight of look back and remember the time you prayed for the things you have now or the times that you manifested or wished for the things that you have now, because it's so easy for us to forget that and be like, oh, but this is stressing me out, when actually it's like, take a step back. You're so blessed right now. Like, you have so much love and abundance around you. In maybe you feel like, Emma, that's an absolute lie, but you do. And when we take a step back and acknowledge the things that we do have, that instantly shifts us into a vibration of gratitude. And that instantly shifts us into a place where we're able to acknowledge what actually needs to be worked on and what's actually circumstantial. So we've looked at the collective and the change that is clearly going on right now, and I'm sorry, it's going to continue to happen. So we have to look at the collective and external first of all, because that all impacts us in ourselves, in our energy, and in our mind as well. Like, it all impacts us whether we want to admit it or not. It impacts our daily living, our happiness, everything. So no matter what that lady's question was of her area of her life that doesn't feel great, it's really important to witness, first of all, what's going on externally in the world and what's impacting us there. What's then happening as a season or a cycle? Because this too shall pass. And last night on the plane home, I've had a massive fear of flying for decades. Well, I say decades, I'm only 29, for about 10 years, about over 10 years. And I never had a fear as a child. But as soon as I like became 16, 17, 18, that's when it really kicked in. So it's always been really difficult, but I've always pushed through, persevered, done it, because I'm like, I love traveling, it sets my soul on fire, and oh my God, it's the best thing ever. So I've always pushed through it. And basically, obviously, I haven't flown since 2019 because of COVID and all that jazz, as we know. So this was my first time abroad since 2019, so it was huge. And obviously, since that, I've done huge, huge trauma work, PTSD work, like, you name it, everything's been done. And the fear of flying came up so many times around a lot of these childhood wounds I had around stability and all these things, which were nothing to do with flying, nothing. So I was like, okay, it's going to be really interesting to see how I am on the flight. So the flight out was fantastic, like literally zero turbulence, like probably the best flight I've ever had. And I was like, oh my God, I'm cured, I'm fixed, not one bit of worry. Like, the takeoff, like, it always gets me a little bit like, you know, but a million times better than how I was in 2019 or before. So I was like, wow, like, this shows how much the inner work has really transformed this for me and really helped me to feel so much more at ease when flying. Like, huge, huge shifts that happened there. Flight back, universe is like, right, let's test that theory. So when we flew out, the wind speed was like, because they have a little telly of all the details on it, I love watching it. It was like 30 miles per hour. That's why there was no turbulence. Winds taking off, 109. And they didn't turn the seatbelt sign off for about 15 minutes, which instantly made me think, why they not done that? And then I found out why, because there was huge, huge bits of turbulence all over, basically until France. So it was like 2 hours of pretty much a lot of turbulence. And for me, that would have like freaked me out. I would have been like so stressed, like going to the toilet every 5 minutes, even though I don't want to stand up at all. I honestly, it would have been hell for me. And of course, there were moments where I was like, okay, catch yourself. This is, you know, challenging. This is, you know, pushing you here, but you got this. You got this, Emma. So obviously, I had my essential oils on. I was doing all the things to help ground myself, relax myself, and navigate this. And then I was thinking, I was like, isn't turbulence funny? Because of course I've watched the jelly TikTok video, and yes, that did help to some degree. It does help. I can confirm it does help to think you're in a pot of jelly. If you haven't watched that, please do if you have a fear of flying. It will make you laugh, but it does work. It was reassuring. But what I came to realize is turbulence is really funny, because it's the one thing that I hate about flying. That is what my fear of flying is, turbulence. And I was like, but it always passes. And it's a bit like life. And I just had this analogy in my head and I thought, for God's sake, the universe could have delivered this to me in any other freaking way other than heavy turbulence on a really great holiday. And now we're flying back, the last leg of the trip, and this is where the challenge is. So I was like, okay, it is Mercury retrograde and we haven't had any delays. So I feel like this is Mercury, you know, saying hi. And I was like, okay, so turbulence is like life where we set off from a certain point and we go along the journey expecting it to be smooth and we expect it to be a straight A to B. But along the journey, we're going to have turbulence, and that turbulence could be inner work. It could be alignment. It could be a little bit. It could be a big bit. And at the time, it feels horrid and it feels scary and uncertain. And you feel like, oh my God, is this plane going to drop out of the sky? Am I going to die? Am I okay here? And you feel ungrounded. You feel shaken. It feels uncertain and it feels scary. But it always passes and you always land safely and you always get to your destination of where you want to be. And I thought, this is great for me. This is such a great reminder of all those moments in your life where you feel uncertain. This too shall pass. And it always does. And every time the turbulence will pass, I was like, there you go, it's passed. And there could be a little bit more, but you're going to handle it and you're going to be okay because you know you're always okay. So a bit of a random analogy there from my turbulent flight last night, but it was huge for me, for someone who has huge panic attacks on flights, that I was totally calm and rationalizing this analogy in my head of like, I'm going to put this in a book someday. This is great. Keep going, source. Keep going, spirit. So it was great for me to have that realization and thought process. So what I'm trying to really share here is, I know I haven't really shared many tips on like how to get happy, but really we have to look at that seasonal cyclical nature and realize that nothing is ever going to be fully 100% like in happiness, in love, happy, everything's amazing, woo woo woo. It can be, like I said, but also we're always going to have something we want to work on, and that's called balance, that's called polarity, and that's called life. And it's knowing whether it's like a whole life thing or an area thing. So that's why I said read Positively Wealthy, because it helps you to identify in what area of your life doesn't feel positively wealthy, i.e. happy, and where you want to shift that. So the book is the solution. It gives you all the tips and tools and everything you need. But also looking at happiness, we have to look at it as a moment by moment thing. Of when we are in our summer and we're thriving and we're living our best life and everything feels great, we're in that masculine outer energy. And then we're going to move into that inner winter feminine energy, as I said in the last podcast, where we feel a little bit more like, ooh, got some things to work on there. Ooh, that doesn't feel too great. Let's look at that alignment. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think the problem is with law of attraction and manifestation, everyone wants to eliminate everything. And I'm like, you can't eliminate everything. The universe spirituality is a little bit more complex than that. And that's why the seven laws of the universe are real and exist. And also why we have to look at spirituality as a whole with manifestation. So the law of polarity reminds us that this too shall pass. Good, bad, negative, neutral. We have to look at everything with neutrality of this too shall pass. And how can you view this phase in your life from that neutral phase of this too shall pass? Yes, you need to be a conscious participant in this and make changes. So my best top tip for this is to play the hell yes or hell no game and think about, and obviously I know there will be situations in people's life where they're like, Emma, I can't just quit my job that doesn't feel great. So obviously use your discernment here. I would never advise that to someone anyway, but you can shift how you're feeling in that current role while manifesting the new role, for example. And I tend to find as well that when people have, like, we'll use career as an example because it's quite common, where people are like, oh, I hate my career. I hate it. It's so like stressful. I want a new career. I want to find my purpose. How do I find that? And I'm like, actually, let's look at what you're covering that up with. Because a lot of the time, people will say they're not happy because of an external factor like work, a relationship, self-image, like whatever the story is. But when you actually dive deeper, it's not always that. There's actually something underneath that, that is some inner work that needs to be done, that is projecting out in that area of your life, but it's actually affecting every single area of your life. So you may think, oh yes, it's my career that's stressing me out, but as a whole, I just feel sad, or I just feel not great, like life doesn't feel like light and airy, and like I said, collective can affect that. you will find that there is actually some inner work underneath that that can be projecting out in that situation, because that's where the, I don't want to say weakness is, but it's how a lot of people describe it, of like, that's where your weakest point is. So it's going to project out in that area. I don't like using that word, but that's the best way to describe it. So if there's room for improvement, it's going to show up in that area of your life. So I think when you're looking at the areas of your life, look at it in more intricate detail than that. Get to the core of it and think about, okay, why does that career not feel good? Why does that relationship not feel good? What are the statements or things that my ego, my inner critic, my inner child are telling me about that situation? And write them down and explore what thoughts and themes are coming up with that, and what key things are coming up and repeatedly coming up as well, because that's really important. So the hell yes or hell no game is, and start off small with this. You can use it in an area of your life where you really want to shift, or just use it in every area of your life and build up to those bigger decisions, of course. But if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. And that was the biggest way I learned to develop my intuition, of when I was making decisions in business, in life, in whatever. If it wasn't a hell yes, it's a hell no. And hell no doesn't mean saying no straight away. It can be sit on it, wait a week and see how you feel, definitely. But it's clear, if you're not like, I know myself so well now, like if I'm not like, yep, let's do it, I know that there's a reason why. It can be, especially in Mercury retrograde, some time to pause and think about it and realign, and that great idea is going to come through, which is even better than what I thought it was. Could be that. But also a lot of the time it's just not feeling good, and that just doesn't feel good to my soul to do. So like I said, you have to use your discernment with this. Like obviously there are some things in life you do still need to continue to do for like job security, house security, all those things. But it's shifting it so that you can make those smaller decisions feel better, which do always amplify out into the bigger decisions. So ask yourself, does this feel like a hell yes or a hell no? Should you stay in that job? Should you write that blog post? Should you launch that thing? Should you buy that product this week? You can use it for absolutely anything in your life, but trust yourself. You are your best guru. You have all the answers within you. But when we're looking at getting happy, it's about boundaries and looking at whether you're implementing loving boundaries with yourself and others and respecting yourself. It can come down to self-worth as well. Not always, but I do see it with that. And it's also looking at that area. What is the one area of your life that doesn't feel great right now? And I don't want you to just aim for 100% perfection in your life, because perfection does not exist, because balance and polarity are always there. But it's about saying, okay, in this season right now, I do need to focus on work or career. And this is what my energy is feeling called towards, to shift and navigate and improve something and get feeling better. And that's a blessing in itself. It's a blessing, because this too shall pass. And then you're going to look back and think, oh my God, thank God I made that shift. Thank God I did all of that, because then I had that amazing epiphany and that amazing shift or that amazing download, which made this whole thing so much better. And I wouldn't have had any of that if I hadn't gone through that phase of uncomfortableness, if I hadn't gone through that phase of turbulence, and I hadn't gone through that phase of questioning and thinking, why am I not happy in that area? So remove the aspect of perfection. And remove the perfectionism, because when you do, you're going to be able to view it from such a more open-hearted space, and you're going to be able to review it from such a better aligned place where you can be like, okay, if I know this is what the universe is wanting me to work on now, because there always will be something, then that's not a worrying thing, because this too shall pass. And that actually I'm going to enjoy this season and enjoy the blessings and enjoy the amazing things that are feeling good right now, and appreciate all of that, and let this be what it needs to be. Let this phase be what it needs to be. Obviously, if there are multiple areas of your life that you feel sad or unhappy in, then that's why Positively Wealthy and Hurt, Healing, Healed are your books. They are going to help you solve all of that, because that means there is something at the core, like I said, that is impacting, which is probably good. Obviously, if it's multiple areas, it's obviously going to be a core limiting belief, fear, trauma, etc., wound, which needs to be worked on. So that it may not be that your external circumstances are wrong or misaligned or whatever, It's actually the inner works within you, and always that's true. But our inner world reflects our outer world. So if you're not feeling great within your life as a whole, a couple of areas, one area, it starts within you. Like I said, do that journaling, explore the statements and feelings coming up around that area, because it starts with you. And when you shift that and you do that inner work and you get yourself feeling in alignment, the external factors shift. And to give you an example of that, because obviously in my head, I'm like, okay, that's great on paper, Emma, but in my business, for example, I do have to make decisions of what I'm not going to do and what I am going to do, which is why I'll use the hell yes or hell no and intuition. But that doesn't always work, because I have to physically make decisions to get that feeling good. And that's that alignment of having that self-worth within me to know that actually this isn't feeling good and I shouldn't keep taking on this amount of work. And I do need to start saying no more, because that's a boundary. And I don't need to worry that I'm going to miss out on anything or anything like that, because always the perfect opportunities come at the right time and I'm able to do them. And with ease. So for me, that's the internal work there, is the self-worth and boundaries. And actually that work-life balance of I love myself enough to do that. So that's the inner that then reflects the outer with a physical action of then I do need to physically implement that. So there could be and probably will be physical action that then needs to happen based upon your hell yes or hell no's or your inner work. But don't worry about that yet. If it's not clear and it's not obvious, then you need to allow this inner work to play out first, and then you'll see those results in the physical, and those bigger or physical decisions that need to be made will feel like, oh my God, hell yes, get rid of that, or hell no, I want to do that, or hell yes, this feels in alignment, or hell no, I do not want to do that at all. So get yourself feeling good first. And the way you do that, as I said, is identifying what area or areas of your life that don't feel good right now. Do your hell yes or hell no. Remember, this too shall pass and you're in seasons and cycles. And finally, there's a lot of collective stuff going on. So again, don't just think like this is just a me thing and like this unhappiness right now is just me. And we have all changed so much since 2020. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I've ebbed and flowed into periods of inner work, outer happiness, feeling great, not feeling great. We are messy, cyclical humans. This is our human experience. And we are gonna feel this with everything else going on in life right now. We just are. That's a fact. And that's not a negative. Because like I said, in manifestation, people want to eliminate everything. They want to eliminate all shadow, all bad stuff, all negative. So we just have fully love and light work, and that's it. But polarity and balance exist, and they're not a negative. They're just not. They are just neutrality. Positive stuff is neutral. Negative stuff is neutral. And it's literally just meeting in the middle outside of all this right and wrong and being like, okay, how can I just meet this in the middle and be okay and have acceptance and know that this is going to happen in life and it's not a negative. We don't need to eliminate or eradicate anything. It's just navigating each season as it's meant to. It's allowing it to be what it needs to be and connecting back to nature and connecting back to ourselves and our bodies and the seasons and realizing like this too shall pass. And I feel like I should like tattoo that on myself. I would love to know how many times I've said that in the last podcast episode and this one. But I really want to drive that home to you of it's not going to last forever. So embrace everything, the highs, the lows, everything. Allow it to be what it needs to be. Allow it to teach you what it needs to teach you, and allow it to bless you in the ways it's going to bless you as well. And I think it's really interesting when we ask people, especially like public figures and authors and like manifestation experts, positivity experts, all the jazz, all the people in the spiritual sphere, like, are you happy? I know a lot of people would say, yeah, great, everything's wonderful. And then you kind of think, and I think as well, I'm like, is that true? And that's why I was so transparent on my answer with, yeah, and this is why I do feel in a really good place, because actually that maybe hasn't always felt in a great place before. But we need to remember that everybody's different and we're not striving for perfection and we're not striving for full, complete happiness. We're striving for alignment, we're striving for peace, and we're striving for unconditional love. And all of those things exist outside of perfection, and all of those things exist, joy, everything, in a cyclical nature where we will go through these different phases, and that's okay. That is okay. And hopefully my turbulence analogy has helped with this as well. I'm going to remember that one now. It's going to be in the next book, guys. We'll hold that vision. But I really hope this podcast has served you, and I really hope that you've taken away some great parts, because I've spoken about happiness before, and obviously it's all in the book Positively Wealthy. So I really wanted to give a different perspective today and actually talk about why we're feeling this probably more now than ever, and also why it's not just as simple as like, just become happy. Yeah, just become happy and all your worries are fine. Like, nothing's ever going to happen again. Like, we just don't live in that world. And it's important to remember that comparison can really happen during these times. And if I'd gone on Instagram and be like, yeah, everything's amazing, I'm so grateful, I'm so blessed, everything's amazing, like, that's just not showing real life. That's just not showing the full trajectory, I can never say that word, of human life and the ups, the downs, the polarity, the real lifeness. And I'm not here for that. I'm not here to Instagram filter anything. So I think it's really important that we remember that whenever we ask someone, are they happy? It comes with, I guess, that warning of like, yes, someone can honestly be happy and answer that. But again, like, let's learn about why maybe they haven't felt happy about that certain situation before. And also, what do they feel like they are focusing their attention to at the moment? And they may not feel they need to fix something. It may not be as obvious as that. But again, I'm a Virgo and I'm always going to pick something. It's myself. I'm always going to pick something to work on. But again, it's not a heavy thing. It's not like a big upheaval. It's literally like, hey, I'd love to get this feeling lighter again. I'd love to get this feeling a little bit more shifted. It's no biggie. And that's why I'm very grateful to be in a space where I do feel in this space, because it's teaching me things that I need right now. I'm excited of the direction this is going to go in. And I'm trusting that process, just like I did last night on that plane, because that was all I could do. Trust the process. And this too shall pass was my freaking mantra during that 2-hour turbulence, trust me. But anyway, I'm going to stop banging on. But I hope that you have really enjoyed this podcast. Please do let me know over on Instagram or on my Law of Attraction Facebook support group what you thought, what your biggest takeaway was, and if you've got any tips on how you've obviously helped yourself feel happier. Everything I've mentioned is in the description below as well, the books and obviously the circle. So please do make sure to go and check that out. But I really hope this has helped you, and I hope it's going to help you to feel lots of happiness, abundance, and joy in your life. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and likes. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because we'd love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I will see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.